I'm going to kick it off with Chris Brandolino from Niwa. Chris, welcome to the country. Are you superstitious? Do you believe in Black Friday?
Friday the 3rd? Nah. No, I don't.
Okay, well, let's move on from that. What can you do for my farming mates in Waikato, sort of king country? I'm looking at some pretty dry parts of the country.
Yeah, look, it is unusually dry, that's for sure, for the time of year in the Waikato, down, as you say, King Country, and even in western Northland, there are unusually dry soils for the time of year, down toward Canterbury, Christchurch, northern part of the Southbound, interior parts of the, upper Southbound, and your neck of the woods as well, Jamie, things are unusually dry. Look, we are going to get some rain over the next couple of days. A bit of a pattern change, Jamie. It looks like we're going to find more westerlies, more northwesterlies, so that bodes well for rainfall for the wests of both islands. But unfortunately, for the east of both islands, that rainfall, as we all know, doesn't really get over the ranges very well, and also means warmer temperatures. So we've had this cool, if not a cold snap, but that's going away. We had one chilly morning, one last chilly morning for the upper North Island, and I guess the South Island too. But as I look at the maps here, we're going to find unusually warm temperatures taking hold starting this weekend and persisting into much of next week. So it is going to be quite warm for the time of year, particularly for the east of both islands as you work away for the next several days.
And yet we've had frosts on the likes of the Waikato region.
Yeah, look, frosts are they're not unusual for this time of the year. Just over 2 weeks away from the meteorological start of winter. So yeah, it's expected. We're well into autumn. Autumn's nearly over, so it's expected. I think what people have noticed more is that it's been so darn warm up until now. You know, that kind of accentuates the gap or the difference between the unusual warmth and, I guess, seasonably chilly temperatures for the time of year, maybe a bit cooler than average in some areas. But, it's that difference I think people take note more than anything. But as I say, that cold air is moving away. We'll see another puff of chilly air this time next week, it looks like, Jamie, for parts of the South Island, especially eastern parts, but that'll be fleeting. I think the theme as we look ahead, kind of the bigger picture toward the end of the month of May, and as we work away into maybe the start of June, warmth. It looks unusually warm as we look at the last kind of week or so of May, last days of May. So that cold snap, probably not going to see much more of them, certainly over the next several weeks.
Good on you, Chris. Hey, thanks for your time. You enjoy your weekend, mate.
You too, buddy. Thank you.
Chris Brandolino there from Niwa.